Give yourself permission to sit comfortably with a relaxed organism. Scan the body and notice if there are any muscle groups that might be unrelaxed. If you feel any tightness, if you feel any pressure, if you feel any contraction, give it permission to release without forcing anything. You can keep your eyes open or you can close them, but probably if you close them, you'll go deeper inside. We want to let go of the externalizing tendency of consciousness and to feel as if we are moving into our center. It's a center not physically locatable, but locatable simply as the sense of I. Find out where in your consciousness the sense of I am arises and move into that sense of I. The sense of I that knows that the body is your vehicle, your instrument, but you are not the body. You are the consciousness that uses the body. Go into the consciousness. Go into the consciousness deeper than the ego mind. That's a programmed mind from which thoughts will arise that have to do with this phenomenal plane. They won't take you into the deeper levels. So recognize once the body is relaxed and you realize you're not the body, but the user of the body. Now go deeper in and realize you're the user of the mind as well. You're the user of language. You're the user of thought. You're the user of emotion. You're the user of intuition. But now enter into that state where the user becomes aware of itself. Because the user, the consciousness, being separate from the body or from thought, cannot know itself as an object. You can only know the I, the real deep core sense of I, by letting go of thought and simply being present, without intention, being present in naked awareness. In a state of inner silence. So let the thoughts disappear, and if they arise, don't pay attention to them. Don't entertain them. Enter ever more deeply into the silent center of your being. And just enjoy the peacefulness of a silent mind, a relaxed body, and a state of presence. Enjoy the peacefulness without trying to do anything or change anything. What you'll discover is the silence itself reorganizes the consciousness, recalibrates it, recollects it. It's like a state of deep sleep. And many people wake up from deep sleep with their best ideas, feeling refreshed and alert and renewed. But now you can be in the sleep of the mind and the awakening of the intelligence. Silent presence. In which If you stay completely silent, you will discover, you become aware of very subtle energies you might not have noticed before. Subtle energies that contain information. And you may feel the energy in a very palpable way. You may even have internal sense of luminosity. But whatever it is, or nothing, stay in the silent emptiness beyond thought. And you'll feel that your energy system is being replenished, like a battery being recharged. And if the back is straight, the energy will flow down through the central nervous system and send prana or bioelectromagnetic energy throughout the cells and restore the physical equilibrium and health of the body through bringing life energy to any parts of the organism that were not receiving a sufficient supply. What you will notice if you stay in the silence is that the silence itself has a feeling tone. There's a quiet kind of joy, of well-being, serenity. That the silence infuses in your being. Be patient, don't rush anything. Enjoy the silence, even though the ego may want to interrupt it with thoughts. Stay focused on the thought-free center, the awareness. It is aware of the thought, but it is not part of the thought. And it has its own inner source of energy. Now, if you imagine that the consciousness is a kind of radio that can tune to different stations, using the silence, imagine yourself tuning to the highest possible frequency of vibrational waves, mind waves, that can be accessed. Be uninhibited in your willingness to receive this higher frequency and the information that will come with it, not in words, but in an intuitive knowing, and possibly as light, possibly as power, possibly as feeling. Or all three. You may feel activity happening in the center of the brain. You may become aware of an aura of light around the body. You may become aware of other paranormal phenomena. Whether you do or not, don't think about it. Witness it without any intention to figure anything out with language. Stay in the transconceptual dimension. The concepts will come later. First, the information that must be received in a state of pure presence, pure receptivity. And you will feel that the energy moves from the most inward core of consciousness outward into the body and into the phenomenal world as a kind of radiance. And this radiance is actually informational waves that you are sending out superconsciously that's connecting you to everyone else in this field and producing an augmented sense of transegoic presence. So now, gradually bring your attention back into the physical plane. Ground yourself. And when you're ready, your eyes can open. You'll be wide awake. You'll be relaxed. You may feel better than you did before. You may have received inspirations or energies, or may not. Doesn't matter. But just notice the shift in your sense of well-being and centeredness. Om Shanti.